The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is December 3rd, 2014, and we are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we're not the biggest, but we're the best. And our motto is, we don't try, we succeed. We are the gatekeepers of physical culture. We are the stewards of strength. And today I'm on my own again. I like doing these podcasts sometimes by myself. They're short. They're right to the point. And I'm going to get right into it. And basically, it's the I can that's in you, your dreams. If you've been following us and following Motivation and Muscle this year, you realize, you know, that this was a dream. It was kind of a forced venture with me because of a job loss, but it was the right thing to do. It was what I wanted to do. It's where my passion is. It's what drives me. It drives me very hard. And now that we're getting down to the end of 2014, there's been a ton of great things that have happened to me personally and professionally with the business. And the one thing I want to get out there to everybody is this. If you've got a dream, and I mean a real dream, something you really believe in, whether you have a job, you've lost a job, or you're in between, take the time to decide if that's what you'd want to do, because I've done it, and I'm still doing it, and I'm watching the business grow and grow. And it's a feeling that you, unless you do it, you'll never know what it feels like. It's an experience that's like none other. And you learn to create objects, products, goodwill, ideas. You almost go back to, and I'll say, childlike experience, where you find your creativity again, where you're not ruined, you're not boxed into somewhere, you're not told you can't do this or the idea is no good. You have intellectual freedom besides your own freedom. Because as I go on here and as we wind into 2015, you know, we're looking at expansion through this website, especially with the show, where I want 100,000 downloads a month. And I know that sounds like a ton, but it's doable, and I believe I can do it. I believe that if you work hard, and you're going to have to commit to working hard, it's just like weight training. You're not getting anywhere with anything unless you decide to go in and bust your ass. And I mean, it's not, you know, you're going to have days, obviously, that you're not where you want to be, but you know what? You suck it up, you adjust, and you go through it. This is what this is going to teach you. When you got knocked on your ass or punched in the chin 1,000 times, you got a choice, man. You run and retreat, and you go back to something safe, or, as I say, you don't go around it, you blast your ass right through the middle of it, and whatever comes down on you comes down on you. But I'm at the point in my life where I don't know how to live any other way now. You have down days. I have days, man, which, you know, it's like it's been a struggle all day. But the last thing I do is tell people things like that, because nobody wants to hear that bullshit, number one. And number two, that's just the way life is. Life is up and down, curves, straight lines, whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm looking down the road right now a year from now, and I know exponentially everything's changing. Might not even be in New York State anymore for all I know. Maybe I'll go build that house in Montana, that log cabin I always wanted to do. I have no idea. I know one thing, though. I know I'm going to be in Iceland next year to finally nail that Husafell stone. You know, that's one of the biggest things in my life that I've got to complete. because I feel that's the only thing that I've had to labor with besides, you know, having to build a business here. But the thing is, it's a beautiful thing because you're building something from the bottom up. And, you know, I get questions all the time. Why aren't you making any money? You know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Well, see, the thing that's been put out there with everything is, hey, you buy this for $97.77 and you're up and running. You're, you know, a six-figure guy or gal, you know, in 3 months, et cetera, et cetera. I'll tell you right now, save your money. It's all bullshit. Some people do have luck like that, but luck is something you do need. But it's the hard work and leveraging what you know and having those around you that are going to make the difference in whether you succeed or not. And when it comes down to it at the end of the day, it's your damn responsibility. And don't be pointing fingers at him or her or anybody, because that's not the way to do things. That's the chicken shit approach. And one thing, if you've heard Motivation and Muscle or you've talked to me personally off the phone, and I've had many of you email me and speak to me personally, or leave voicemail, and I always get back to you. You know, just talking to me. I mean, I've had people tell me, you know, you are the real deal. The show's the real deal. When I hear you guys talking on motivation, you know, I feel like I'm in the room with you. You know, we're exchanging ideas. We're changing lives. And then you'll have people tell me, I can just tell by the way you talk, you're one crazy-ass son of a bitch. Well, I am crazy. I'm crazy enough to want to succeed in everything I do. And there's no reason to get into anything. I don't care if it's weightlifting. I don't care if it's a business. I don't care if it's a relationship, a love affair, whatever it is. It's like you got to go full tilt. Some people can't handle that. I can. You know what I mean? I like things to be fast moving, aggressive. It's just like everything, you know. I like things that are fast. I love fast cars. I love women that are in shape, then are fast, you know, quick with a little wit. You know, they don't let you get away with shit at times. They box you in and tell you, hey, you know what? I'm sick of your shit. I'm not putting up with it. That's what I like. I like honesty. I like people that are up front. It's a lot of fun to live like that, because who the hell wants to live, man, with your, you know, looking down? I want to be looking forward. I want to meet you eye to eye. You know, that's how it is with me. I like that type of living. Speed, fast, you know, log cabins, you know, American bulldog sitting next to me on my wraparound porch. Got a great woman, man, that lifts, that likes to do the things you like. Has a separate life, too, where the two of you can go separate ways, but you still have that deep devotion to each other. Got to cook, too, man, you know. You always want, as she lifting, man, you want to have some good food, right? That's the whole deal. And that's what this lifestyle is starting to afford me more and more. And I would tell anybody, take that I can attitude and that I must attitude and put it right to the road, man. I mean, nail it. Don't be afraid of it. Go after it. It doesn't matter. You know, how many guys, man, are afraid to go ask the prettiest girl out? And you know what? Usually the prettiest girl's sitting home with nobody. It's because nobody's got the friggin' balls to do anything about it. So, you know, get out there and do some heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, because that's going to create a lot of testosterone in your balls, and your brain's going to operate like a primal man. And you know what? Primal men are still wanted out there. They're respected out there. The shit they're selling you with the guys that can wear the girls, his sister's friggin' jeans and the streaks through his hair, it's all bullshit. It's all media bullshit. It's settling to be less of a man. Get out there, man. Get out there and get known. Get your business going. Get your brand known. If you don't know how to do it, go out and look. That's how I did most of my stuff. I went out and Googled everything. And, you know, I had a programming background anyway, so it was a lot easier for me to incorporate a lot of things. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of pain. It's like, it's just like with a stone and a romance and everything. There's a lot of pain involved in it, man. And you got to see if you got the nutsack to friggin' complete it. And if you can't, or if you don't want it, you get the hell out of it, man. Go back. But never go backwards. Always go forward. Step through it. Step over it. Go through the fire, as they say. You know, don't settle for less. And that goes for everything in your life. Go out and generate things. You know, be smart. Create. enjoy, you know, share with people, help people out. It's all part of the whole thing. And when you're an entrepreneur, it's the best feeling in the world. I know that you're going to go through a lot of stuff. I still am, and I'm going to go through a lot more, and I know it. But I enjoy it now to the point where when my feet hit the floor at 5:30 in the morning and I'm on Eastern Standard Time, I can't wait to get at this. You know, I wake up during the night sometimes thinking about this stuff, getting up and taping it or writing it down. That's when you know you got skin in the game. That's when you know that you're fully vested. And when you do things like that and have success, your personal life is even better. You know, your family, your girlfriends, whatever you're doing, your weights, your competition, it all works together, man. You're happy. And I've been happier now in the last 6 months than I've ever been, I think, in my entire life. Because when you see your hard work churning and churning, and maybe it's not where you want to be right now, but there's still things that are going on behind the scenes that you don't even have a clue to. You know, it's all manifested out in the universe. And keeping good thoughts, good strong thoughts, conveying them to yourself constantly, and doing. Got to be a doer. You got to be able to hit it head on, and you got to be able to achieve it. And all these things are what build success in your life. You don't necessarily have to be an entrepreneur, but maybe you want more success in your training. Maybe you want more success with your family. Maybe you want more success with your spouse or your girlfriend. It works. So the only thing I can tell you right now is this. Go out and grab the bull by the horns. If you want to do something like this, pledge for 2015, I'm going to make some serious changes in my life. I'm going to follow through. I'm going to kick ass right through the friggin' floor. I'm going to become motivated, inspired, and most of all, I'm going to follow through, and I'm going to be the success I want to be. So listen, have a great week. I hope this is something that will inspire you to greatness, and I'd love to hear from you. You know, we're on iTunes. Send me something. Tell me how good you think the show. You know, this is Motivation Muscle. We're sponsored by Fiorella Barbell Company. That's www.fiorellabarbellco.com, www.motivationandmuscle.com. We are on iTunes and Stitcher, as I said. We're on Facebook at Fiorella Barbell and Motivation and Muscle. You can get a hold of me at fiorellabarbell@nicap.rr.com. Got lots of stuff coming. I mean, I can't wait for 2015. We're setting up right now. Very exciting. Very exciting. Stay tuned. This is going to be like high voltage. That's all you're going to hear. So have a great rest of the week, and thanks for listening, and we will be talking to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.